The pro-transparency news organization, Project Veritas, just released an undercover video of a Pfizer executive bragging on camera about how his company conducts a kind of Frankenstein science, manipulating COVID viruses for profit, imperiling potentially the entire world, doing it in secret, possibly in violation of federal law.
Thank you for supporting us. Do you have anything you want to say to James O'Keefe?
I love you, James O'Keefe. Keep up the good fight.
It's a big story. 30 million views. Hey, thanks. Appreciate the support.
Here we are in New York City, standing outside of the headquarters of pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. Pfizer has tried to remain mum on Project Veritas' investigation. We have here with us a truck which is playing the viral story in question right outside of Pfizer's headquarters. We're going to try to get reactions from Pfizer employees. We're also going to talk to New Yorkers and see what they think about the story.
I'll tell you something. You guys are now the only news organization that actually goes after the people.
Thank you.
That's what a journalist is supposed to do.
Don't hear the media, nor big corporations, nor your government. Question everything.
As you can see, he's talking about mutating COVID for the purposes of developing a vaccine. The legacy media has not covered this. What do you guys have to say about that and anything? Initial reactions.
They're all full of shit.
So first and foremost, I definitely think that there is something going on here.
Right, you stay right here. Please stay here. Let's get this guy. Come on. Excuse me, sir. You said something's full of shit. Sir, would you like to give a few words? You're very important. I see your badge. You're critical to humanity, sir.
I guess the ass is grass, because this is crazy.
Should we stop reporting on Pfizer and on vaccines?
Keep it up.
I think it's incredible what you guys are doing, exposing the corruption, Big Pharma.
Curse that someone on a public street.
Because it's a public street in New York, you get cursed at all the time.
You work for Pfizer?
I'm visiting, so.
How'd you get that jacket?
eBay.
Sir? Ma'am, I just want a few words with you. Can I get your number? Call me.
I like being a smartass. I'm a New Yorker. That's what we do. Welcome to the city. Move along.
Look, the virus was released on the world through gain-of-function research. That's essentially what Walker says in your video.
Well, this is Pfizer talking about mutating COVID, the virus, so they can make another vaccine that they think is more effective. That's not cool?
No, that's not cool at all, man. Anything can happen. You can start a major breakout, and then we can't control it this time.
Don't you think Pfizer should talk to us about that?
Definitely, definitely. We should be the first people to talk to, especially the ones that's vaccinated.
You work for ABC?
I do, yeah.
Oh, in what capacity?
Journalist.
You're a journalist?
Yeah.
This video has not been covered on BBC.
Okay.
Feel free to maybe ask someone.
I'll have a look at it.
Would you like to do a quick interview? Oh.
I think it's great. I mean, I believe in science, and it's probably one of the greatest things humankind has ever made, so. Yeah, whatever we have to do to stop the spread, that's what we gotta do.
Right. Technically, we could mutate AIDS even to create, support that.
Of course I would, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so it affects me, so yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, of course. Thank you guys. I like your outfit, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of Project Veritas.
Hey, doctor. Directed evolution? No? You work at Pfizer. You guys know Jordan Walker? Jordan Tristan Walker? He was the one seen in the Project Veritas video on Project Veritas.
Good luck with your story, buddy.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Pfizer, they dirty, we clean. Here we test the legitimacy of the sidewalk rule. Cops have showed up. Are we good on the sidewalk or no? Okay, thank you. I back the blue, I'm not one of those guys. Sure.